Hey everyone, it is Queen Cooley. Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to make this video for you. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you've been with me for a while, welcome. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And please don't forget to like and send this to all your friends because I think everybody can use this, not just 11s. So, what I do is I'm an activator. And I've been sent here as an emissary to help people remove what's stopping them, any blocks that they have, and then align them to their goals and what they're actually here for, which is what you actually want to do, which is your beautiful life. You know, nobody, in my humble opinion, was sent here to, not thrive. Everyone that's here on this planet, it's a conscious decision. You came back to this marble to help others. And it's not, we're not made to be broke and full of fear, and every relationship's terrible, and the money's not there, and the clients aren't there, and on and on and on, whatever it is. I can't find the right person. You know, they're all jerks, nothing's working, right? That's not why we're here, but we have been broken down so much and beat on so much by the enemy that you are not good enough, you can't have what you want, that a lot of people just throw up their hands and they're like, I can't deal with this. I'll just take what little things I can get. It's not that I don't want that big money or that nice job, but it's so hard to get there. Many people just don't do the work. So I just want to thank you for that. So today, I have some notes here. That's why I'm looking down. I wanted to talk about the art of manifesting, even if you're broke. And I feel like that's going to help and resonate with many people. We are in a time of lack, for sure. No matter where you live, everything has gone up in terms of prices, especially for food. I walk in there and every time I get like four things and I'm like at $60. I'm like, what? Even gas, food, everything. So manifesting is very important. And you, as a divine sentient being, have the ability to manifest. Now, some people can do this like in a second and it happens. That's what we aspire to be. Some of us, it takes longer, but there is a path to getting there, right? But every path is different because every person is different. So a lot of times, what won't work for one will work for another. But that's also because there's different steps involved. So if you are someone who wants to manifest anything, better life, travel more, different, spouse, whatever it is, spiritually, emotionally, physically, this is for everyone, no matter your number. It's really easy. The point is, it's really easy when things are going well to manifest. Oh yeah, guys, love and light, you're amazing, right? And oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful for everything that I have because everything that's around you, you have called in and worked on to bring towards you, right? So that's when it's easy. It's super easy. It's kind of like when you've been going to the gym for a while and you're now in shape and your body knows exactly what to do and you're losing weight or you're looking good, you're gaining muscle, whatever you're trying to do. It's kind of like when everything's going well, then yeah, you can totally manifest easily. There's no pressure. When you are ill in bed and you're just getting back to the gym after being in bed for quite a long time and you're shaky on your feet and your strength is not what it used to be, that's when it's hard. It's hard when you look in your bank account and there's no money there. I'm talking to definitely some people today that need to hear this. And where you are is where you are, right? But we all have goals and they're big goals. And you're here and you want to be there. And you know you're smart enough to do it. You know you have tools, but you've tried so many times and it hasn't worked. I just want to expand on that because I tried for years and decades and working in a cube and working for big, big companies. And yeah, I got kind of far, not hugely, but it was good from the outside. It was really good, but it didn't make me happy because every day I would go home and thinking, all I'm doing is shuffling papers for X amount of dollars a year. I'm not making an impact. I want to help people and animals and help others, right? So if you've been going through it, we are experiencing an eclipse in a couple of days. I have felt over the last month, it's been very, actually since January, it's been very tough. It's like slugging through mud. It's not easy, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I want to give you a couple of ways, a couple of tools that you can use to get you through these difficult times. Because I know as an 11 and being very empathetic and sensitive to everyone and their feelings, that a lot of us sometimes need a push and some of us need a hug and some need both. And if you're going through it right now, you're not the only one. So don't know that you're not alone. I know it's not easy, but this is when you need to rise up more than ever, right? This is you rising up more than ever. Okay, so things aren't going well, but you still are ready to manifest. Here's tip number one. You need a goal. You need to establish a goal in your mind. Now, I don't care if that's making more money. I don't care if that's having more followers on Instagram. I don't care if that's a better, different spouse or moving somewhere, or you want to work out and drop weight or gain muscle, whatever it is. It can be anything. But you need a goal to write it down on paper, out of your mind, and onto paper so that you can stick to it. Okay. So that's the first thing. You must know what your desired outcome is, what you're trying to bring into your life. Huge. Be specific. It's like putting your order in, say you're at a restaurant, right? You don't just order anything. You're very particular, right? That's what we are. I want a hamburger. I don't want the bun. I want cheese. I don't want the tomato. And I need it to be medium well. If I just said I want a burger, what are you going to get? You get it rare and you like it medium well, not going to work. You're going to have to send it back. Right? So it's custom, just like your custom, which is amazing. By the way, I just saw Hami Bird about 25 minutes ago, and I just keep looking out, hoping he'll come back or she'll come back. Have you guys been getting a lot of signs lately through animals? I mean, more so than usual. I saw a huge snake outside the other day. And I ran up to try and look at it. And then it was gone. They couldn't find it. But lots of signs from the animals to encourage us to go forward. So, how do we change? Right? You're here, you want to get there. Establish a goal first and write it down. Okay. No excuses, no exceptions, no how long will this take. This is a goal that you're going to commit to. You're going to burn your ships, which means you're all in. This has to happen. I don't know if you guys ever watched that movie Pain and Gain, which I think is an awesome movie. It had Marky Mark Wahlberg and The Rock in it, and another guy, I can't remember his name, Rebel Wilson. And it was about, he was a bodybuilder, not a bodybuilder, trainer, professional, personal trainer. And it's hysterical because he's always trying to like get a good pump with his biceps or whatever. But anyways, the movie's about them. He's going from a place where he's broke. He doesn't have any money. And so these other two guys are going to help him, and they're going to go after a guy who has money and kind of, get his money, and then they'll have a great life, so they think. But he has a line in it where he says, "This broke shit's got to stop." And I never forgot that line. And I have used it because sometimes you need to you'd be hard on yourself. Stop thinking so much. Taking no action, but thinking you are. Not taking enough action. You got to take enough aligned action. Can't be just one tiny thing. It's got to be a lot. Like you've got to announce yourself to the world. Hey, I'm here. This is what I do. I can help you, right? So have the goal and know when you have that goal, you're committed to it. Huge. Must be committed, right? Second thing, when you are getting ready to do this, you must call in all your energy to you from past lives. Now, the way that I do this is you're preparing yourself, right? So first you have your goal, you've written it down, it's in your mind. I know, and put a date beside it, by the way, because if you make it open-ended, it won't ever happen. You have to make it like in a month, I want this, or I want to accomplish this goal by June of this year. Whatever. It gives you boundaries. No excuses, no exceptions. Now, practicing, how do we get there? A lot of people start out with the affirmations. We write them down. We think on them, setting our intentions, taking the action around it. But a lot of times this doesn't work because you're not committed enough, number one, but you're not. There's extra layers here that we can add in that will make it way, it's like putting a rocket on an affirmation, right? And what is that? That's meditation. And that's also affirmations, as I said, but most importantly, it's visualizations. As you probably heard, you probably know, your brain, when you speak, does not know if that's a truth or not. It takes it as an absolute truth, even if it's not true, right? So if I said, I'm green and I want to be blue outside my skin, right? Well, we know that that's not really a possible. It's not what we are here. We are humans, divine sentient beings in a human shell, right? But your brain doesn't know that. So honestly, if you kept thinking about it and thinking my skin is blue, and I know it's green right now, but I know it's I want to be blue, it's going to try to bring it to you, your brain. It's like when you want a new car, right? Or a different car, and you decide on the make and model, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's exactly what I want, right? And what happens is you start seeing it everywhere. You're like, oh my gosh, how'd that happen? Well, your brain's going out, filtering and looking for it and bringing it to you going, hey, you asked for this. Is this what you want? Because if not, I'll go find something closer or whatever. Tell me what you want. Again, being specific, very specific. So you can say the affirmations, you will take the aligned action, but most importantly, you need to visualize it and visualize yourself having it. Whether it's a car, you literally visualize the entire car. I'm walking up with my keys. Oh my gosh, it's amazingly awesome. I love the color. That's exactly what I wanted. Which, by the way, I got a car a couple months ago. And I had asked for like a metallic blue, dark blue. That's what I wanted. Don't you know? That's exactly what I got. And as I was driving down the road, this dealership would put the newer cars out for sale. I literally swiveled my head. Something told me to look over there. I looked over there and I heard like within my soul, that's your car. Go get it. And I stopped, go in there, right? And everything was right. It was the right price. It was brand new, even though it wasn't new. It had like 12,000 miles on it. But do you know what I'm saying? It's really important that you visualize in detail exactly what you want. Say it's a job. Okay. Are you inside or outside? Are you in a cube? What are you doing, right? Are you outside? Are you like, I don't know. Are you like a forest ranger? Are you in a cube? Like, what are you doing? And visualize yourself doing it every single day, morning, night, morning, noon, night. And that goes even farther, right? To changing your energy. So guys, here's the most important part. And I'll give you an example. All of us that are entrepreneurs need help from time to time, if not all the time. And when you're a solopreneur, right? Like I am, you do everything yourself. You do all of the social media, you write it, you put it up, you all that stuff. You offer your sessions or sell whatever you have, whatever that business is. And it can be difficult because over time, you're only one person. And although we 11s are really good at seeing things, sometimes that's just not easy. You get into this kind of rut, right? And then you kind of soften up your message so much that people aren't really listening anymore. You're not really enthused anymore. You're not coming out like in the firecracker way that you used to because you were like fired up for whatever you're doing. So the example is I hired a team to help me and they're amazing. And I just had that feeling this is the right person to work with. And so I'm offering this free Fearless Masterclass next week. And I realized last week, I kind of was getting this devil again on my shoulder going, this isn't going to work. You've done this before. It's not going to work. What are you doing? You know, you're throwing money away. This is stupid. No one's going to show up. No one cares. And no one's listening to you. This is what I'm hearing on my devil side. And then my angel side was like, wait, wait, hold up. We're not doing that anymore. This, we're not listening to this. Get the heck out. Bye. Cast it out. Literally, cast it out. Do not ever come near me in any realm, in any lifetime, in any form, ever. Do not send someone in your place. They will also be rejected in every lifetime, be it past this one and future one, higher self as well. So you cast that out. So now you have a clean slate. Okay. Yay. This is stuff I love. Now you need to change your energy. So I realized I had to flip my energy because you could be working with the best people, which I believe I am working with really great people, right? But if my energy is, this isn't going to work, it's not going to work. You are wasting your time, your money, their time, their money. I was like, I have to flip this, even though I'm scared to do it because it's live. But neither here nor there. I said, okay, well, this is actually what happened to be a good thing because this started me down my trajectory of, okay, from now on, this is what we're saying every day and every night, to one of, this is going to be awesome. I am expecting a goal of this many people to attend. So many out of that goal will translate and talk to me about the Brave Academy or working one-on-one. It's going to be amazing. And people are going to see me, they're going to hear my message, they're going to resonate with it. And even if they don't move forward with me for coaching, they may be someone who knows someone else that says, hey, take a look at what this person's saying. Cool, he's got something going on here, right? That's how these things work. And then let it go. So you're changing your energy to one of, I am so grateful to have this opportunity. I'm so grateful that we're doing this. I'm so thankful that I have people that will help me. I know this will help my tribe, and I'm excited to do this. That's a huge difference from this isn't going to work. What are you doing? And do know that's all the dark ones, as I call them, trying to steal your thunder and your shine because they don't have any. These are false spirits coming up, and they happen all the time, no exception. Remember what I said, what Leo DiCaprio said, every new level requires something different from you that you haven't done before. You're growing. So, be fearless, as I spoke to my client about this last night. Start taking chances because you know what? You may fail at some of them, but if you keep doing it and you keep being fearless and standing out, showing up, I'm here, I'm doing this, right? I'm participating. I have something to offer you, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see how this turns out. I'm really excited, right? This is the stuff that moves the needle, changes your life. Changes others' lives. So again, those three things are one, establish a goal, right? Two, you've got to practice affirmations, take the aligned action, but you must visualize in detail. You have whatever you want so that your soul and your heart and your intuition knows, I have that. I have it. I'm so excited. I have it. It's in my field. And now you're actually pulling it towards you and attracting it versus going out and trying to bear wrestle it back to you. It doesn't work that way. And three, you're changing your energy to being positive. So this is what I have for you today. I would love for you to take a look at the Brave Academy. It's 3 months of I created it because I led such a fearful life. This is about knowing that you are good enough. You are enough, just the way you are. You're good enough. So sign up. The link will be below. It's free, right? I'm giving you everything. I mean, so many goodies. And I'm thinking about offering a one session, a 2 hour session to one person, but there'll be parameters around that, but I'll let you know what they are. Thank you guys so much. Take care. I will see you soon. Comment below. Hope this helped you, resonated with you. I'll talk to you soon.